Blessed to be here this morning. And just to appreciate you for the warm welcome that you have given to us. We are so much blessed to be here this morning, First Baptist Church in Union. And I am with my wife. I will ask her to come here. And please come with me. Yes. Be careful. I can do whatever I can do because she stands by my side, and without her, as a matter of fact, I cannot do anything. And God knew that she's the perfect helper, so she gave, God gave her to me. And all of God bless you. Please keep on. We still have more years to serve the Lord. This morning, we are here in First Baptist Church Union just to give God the glory and to thank God for what He's doing. We have a card here, and I'll request Pastor Jim. I also want to ask Reverend Mike and Brother Lee to come here, and we'll do what the Lord wants us to do this morning. You can pass this side, brother. Good. We want by this time to thank God who has been so faithful. As a church, you have stood with us in many, many things. You helped us in buying of the church land. Right now, we have just completed the prayer shelter, the money that you gave, and many other things that you have been doing. You also committed yourself to praying with us. In many ways, you have stood with us to see the growth of Ebenezer Baptist Church. So this morning, I want to present, this is a card. When we were coming, the church leaders of Ebenezer Baptist Church decided to write and sign on this card just to appreciate you for all that you have been doing. It has our seal of Ebenezer Baptist Church with my personal signature on, to authenticate that it is the real thing. And we have signed here just to appreciate you for all that you have been doing, standing with us. These are words on paper, but our prayer is these words will be written on your hearts, because they have come also from our hearts. God bless you so much. And please. God bless you. God bless you, my brother. So now, please. Take her back. Take her back, please. I've given you permission to do that. So, and that's enough. Amen. Thank you for welcoming us, first of all, in your country. We have been so much blessed. We have learned many things. We have also eaten a lot of food. And we have been taken care of very well. The Mahones, please, can you stand up? We have been staying in their house for an hour. I said stand up, please. We have been staying in their house, and they took care of us very well. Whatever we needed, we were there in time. And please, may God bless you so much. The whole team that invited us, including First Baptist Church in Union, we are so much appreciative for the very good words and the welcome and the good smiles that you share with us. We feel we are at home, even as we are 9,000 miles away from home. We really feel at home. It's because of your warm welcome. And this morning, we also want to thank God for the people who caused it that we are here. Let me have the Moors to stand up. Warren Moore and your wife Mary, fire, please. These people, the Lord brought them our way, and for some reason, they thought they were going and then coming back just to continue with their normal routines. But the Lord said, no, you have to do something the other side. And when they came around, their hearts, you know, got connected with us. And now the ministry is expanding and we are moving on very well. Before I go to the message, allow me thank you so much for standing with us. I'll begin with... nobody should be offended here, but I want to begin with the church leadership. Thank you very much for allowing your resources to be shared with Ebenezer Baptist Church, because you helped us the initial buying of the land, and you know, now the prayer shelter, we have finished it. Thank you very much for all that, because we know it takes the heart for you to release whatever you released. And we say, God bless you so much. Also want to thank the Women's Missionary Union for standing with us, for praying with us, for giving whatever you gave. Also want to thank the youth, want to thank the children. We want to thank everybody in your capacities for doing whatever you did and whatever you are doing and what you are about to do. What you know is the Lord is still working and the Lord is still using you. As we expand the kingdom, we believe that the Lord is surely going to bless it. We are just trusting the Lord for great things, because he's the one who called us and was called us. By the way, our partnering with you, our coming together to work with you, is just God himself. Because we never applied anywhere to work with you. But when we prayed to the Lord, we first of all went vertical and then the Lord made it horizontal. So we want to give thanks to the Lord this morning. And we say, God bless you so much. I want to go to, by the way, I made 49 years yesterday. And there was a very powerful birthday celebration. I want to thank everybody who was part of it. The celebration was in style because it ended up with fireworks. God bless whoever did that. Amen. I want us to turn to our Bibles in the book of Joshua. Pastor Jim, thank you for giving me the pulpit this morning to share the word of God. I want us to turn to our Bibles in the book of Joshua. We are in Joshua 14. Joshua 14, verses 6 through 15. In Joshua 14, verses 6 through 15. And here the Bible says, a delegation from the tribe of Judah, led by Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, came to Joshua at Gilgal. Caleb said to Joshua, remember what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, about you and me when we were at Kadesh Barnea. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land of Canaan. I returned and gave an honest report, but my brothers who went with me frightened the people from entering the promised land. For my part, I wholeheartedly followed the Lord, my God. So that day, Moses promised me, the land of Canaan on which you were just walking will be your grant of land and that of your descendants forever, because you wholeheartedly followed the Lord my God. Now, as you can see, the Lord has kept me alive and well as he promised for all these 45 years since Moses made this promise, even while Israel wandered in the wilderness. Today, I am 85 years old. I am as strong as I was when Moses sent me on this journey, and I can still travel and fight as well as I could then. So give me the hill country that the Lord promised me. You will remember that as scouts, we found the descendants of Anak living there in great walled cities. But if the Lord is with me, I will drive them out of the land, just as the Lord said. So Joshua blessed Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and gave Hebron to him as his portion of land. Hebron still belongs to the descendants of Caleb, son of Jephunneh and the Kenizzite, because he wholeheartedly followed the Lord, the God of Israel. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, this morning, your word is being revealed to us. And Holy Spirit, we thank you for your the author of this word. May you open our hearts so we can understand what you are speaking to us. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Members, the Bible has been very clear about what happened when the members were sent out to explore the land. They were many, but one man came out with a different report apart from others. What I want to talk about this morning, what the Lord has put on my heart this morning, is determined to conquer. And that's the Caleb spirit. Determined to conquer. That's the Caleb spirit. When I saw this morning, when we were singing, something struck on my heart, and that is, what matters is not the strength of the mountain, but what matters is not the strength of the mountain, but the strength of the mountain mover. I thought that was very powerful. We have had issues, we have had challenges, but we fail to understand that the one who helps us move the mountains is God, who is also very powerful. And that should be what should be running in our minds this morning. Determined to conquer. When they moved out, they were spying the land, and many of them looked at the land. They say the land is very good. The land actually flows with milk and honey. The land is what we in fact we are supposed to have. But they added the word, but the ones who are there are very strong. The ones who are there, they're like, we cannot manage them. And the Bible says that was a bad report. Members, we realize these people were sent on a mission, a fact-finding mission, to spy the land, to come with the findings, so that they can decide to come up with a plan on what to do to have them conquer and get the land. But the rest of the members said, we cannot. Praise the Lord for Caleb. I love Caleb, because Caleb followed the Lord wholeheartedly, for he knew that God is powerful. For he knew that for them to conquer, for them to have the land, it's not their own strength, but it is because of God who will enable them to have. You need to be reminded this morning that for you to have anything which is beyond your control, beyond your power, you need to recognize that God is in the business of you acquiring anything. Now, when he moved out with the rest, the Bible says, the rest said, no, we cannot have anything. Those people, first of all, are very strong, and they are giants. When they mentioned Anak and the rest of the people, people's hearts melted. They said, we cannot. But Caleb said, no, we cannot hear only that report and we fail. He said, we can move on. First of all, let's go to Numbers. Let's go to Numbers. We are in Numbers 13, verses 30 to 33. The Bible says, Numbers 13, 30 to 33, the Bible says, but Caleb tried to quiet the people as they stood before Moses. Let's go at once to take the land, he said. We can certainly conquer. But the other men who had explored the land with him disagreed. We can't go up against them. They are strong. About the land among the people of the Israel, the land we traveled through and explored will devour anyone who goes to live there. All the people we saw were huge. We even saw giants there. The giant are the descendants of Anak. Next to them, we felt like grasshoppers, and that's what they thought too. Members, the report which was given by the rest of the people was a bad report. Why is it a bad report? For they thought they would go in their own strength. When these people were sent out on this mission, we thank God for the Alaska Commission. As they move, we pray for them that they will come with a good report. The Bible says, they said, we cannot. But Caleb said, we can conquer. We can have this land. Why? Because he trusted and he knew that God himself was working in them. Members, you need to realize that we are surrounded with a lot of giants around us. We are surrounded with a lot of strongholds around us. We have strongholds of sickness. We have strongholds in relationships. Families have strongholds. Even churches have strongholds. But how do we face them? How do we approach them? We need to know that God is the one who gives us the power to face these giants. Like Caleb said, honestly, we can move forward and we shall conquer. If you reflect in your life, how many giants have you faced? And how have you approached them? The Bible says that for he followed the Lord wholeheartedly. How do you follow the Lord wholeheartedly? Know that the Lord himself is more powerful than anything that you can see. There's a song that we used to sing, that we still sing. Bigger than all my problems, bigger than anything, God is bigger than all mountains that I cannot see. God is big and bigger than any other mountain that you can see. You know,
We are surrounded by a lot of strongholds. But you know, whenever you are on a mission, be very careful with the judgments that you make. You can easily bring out a judgment which will either put people's faith down or will rekindle their faith. Be very careful with the words that you utter. Be very careful the way that you behave when you are sent on a mission. One, listen to the Lord and hear what he's speaking. There are God-sized challenges which allow God himself to come in. And know that he who is in you is stronger and greater than the one who is in the world. Know that anything to work out beyond your power, it will be God himself. So you need to recognize God in all your dealings. The words you bring out can either tear or they can build. When you follow the Lord wholeheartedly, the Bible says, according to Caleb, you can conquer because he enables you to do that. When you follow the Lord wholeheartedly, according to what happened here, he was able to be given this land. How many years was he? He first received the promise at 40 years. And it took time from 40 years to 85. There is a big gap of years in between. But if it is a God's promise, even when it takes decades, even when it takes years, it always comes to pass as long as you claim it. At 40 years, he received the promise and he waited upon the Lord. And he waited upon the Lord. He was trying to devise a system on how he should get his promise. At 85, God's timing is always the best. Never rush with issues. If the Lord has not said now, you wait. At 85, he received his promise. How did he receive the promise? He went, the Bible says, he led a team. He led a team and went to Joshua. And they said, Joshua, you remember very well. I was with you. And this is what Moses said. Moses promised that because I followed the Lord wholeheartedly, then I am to receive this land. I am now 85. And yet I received the promise at 40. I am as strong as I was 40 years. My goodness. Do we have any who are here who are around 85? Praise the Lord. Do we have any who are above 60? Praise the Lord. You could have been promised something. Don't think because of time you have lost it. No! God is still in the business. Claim it, and the Lord will give you because you have followed the Lord wholeheartedly. The Bible says here that he said, I am as strong as I was 40 years. I want to talk to the youth here. I want to talk to the young people here. You may be young and you are wondering what to do. Ask the Lord to promise you. Even at some age, you'll need to receive your promise. For us, we believe that if you want to sit under a tree in your old age at your compound, plant it now. If you want to sit under a tree under your compound just to enjoy at your old age, you plant it now. We are staying in Emioti's house. Yesterday, when I was waiting upon the Lord, I carried the chair and I went and I sat under one of the big trees. And I thought, oh, this is a big tree. But it was not planted now. It was not planted yesterday. It was planted many years ago. Praise the Lord. If you want to settle under a promise in the future, ask the Lord and he'll promise you now. Let's give God the praise, because we know that he's the one who is able to promise and fulfill what he promises. When you follow the Lord wholeheartedly, you please the Lord and you eat the best of the land. Even your blessing will follow you up to their descendants, to your grandchildren, to your great-grandchildren. This man was 85 years. Why was he claiming this promise? He was not claiming it for himself. Why don't you leave a legacy behind? And the legacy must be to glorify the Lord himself. Whatever happens, members, you need to know and realize that time should never confuse you with your promises. Even when he was 85, he knew still he can. Praise the Lord that younger people have the faith. But even when you are old, you still need to be strong in the faith. Because with God, time is not an issue. He can bless any time that he wants. He can still release a blessing according to his promise. Look at people like Abraham. Abraham was promised a son. How long did it take? A long time. But it came to be fulfilled. What about Jesus, the time when he was supposed to come and, deliver the world? It took time, but it came to pass. Caleb, 45 years after. We moved to Kentucky last week to see the Noah's Ark. It was very powerful. On the way to Kentucky, we visited the Lost Sea. And we had a story of this younger man when they were there in this cave. He looked in and he saw a sea. He came out and told people that, oh, I've seen a sea. And people warned him, saying, how can a younger boy of 13 years stop of seeing a sea? Who are you to discover something? He kept quiet, but he kept it in himself. And they told us that after 60 years, somebody went and looked there and saw a sea and came and told people. Then somebody said, wait, there is somebody who discovered that sea sometime back, and that was 60 years ago. They looked for him and they got this man. From 13 years, he's now 73 years. They asked him, tell us, what did you see? He told them everything, and they brought him up, and they said, now, because you discovered it, you are a powerful man. At 73, you were 13. They tell us that they gave him a lot of prizes, and they blessed him. He's now a rich man at 73. Sit down, my brother. And it taught me a lot of things. You may receive a promise now, but time will come. If you follow the Lord wholeheartedly, the Lord will bless you. The Lord will release a blessing unto you. And we need to know that God's timing is always perfect. Strongholds are there, but just give them unto the Lord. This guy said, even when they wandered around in the wilderness, for him, within him, he knew, I am following the Lord. I know the Lord who has delivered us. I know the Lord who has delivered us. And God remembered him even at 85. Even if you are alone, never follow the majority, as long as the Spirit of God in you is alive and is telling you, this is the way. Noah was one man in the whole world with his family, and everybody laughed at him and asked him many questions. Did God really tell you to do this? Who are you to build the ark? But he was not swayed. He did not get confused because of people, but he kept on building the ark. For 120 years, people were laughing at him. But in the fullness of time, God's timing is always the best. God remembered him. Even you, be determined to conquer. God will remember you. I don't know what the Lord ever promised you. I don't know, but you need to know that the Lord himself leads his people up to the time when he blesses. Claiming your promise, we need to claim what the Lord has promised to us. like Caleb did. What has the Lord promised us? The Bible says, for a thief comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But the promise from God is, he has come to give us abundant life. Why don't you claim abundant life from the Lord? Look at things like long life, health, great grandchildren. These are the promises that the Lord has given us. Let's claim them and we shall see. What promise had the Lord ever promised you? Even when you were a child or when you were a youth, the Lord still says, ask for it and we shall give it to you. Never allow age to interfere with your promises. In fact, the more old you are, the more blessed you can be in claiming your promises, because the Lord himself knows that now at this age, you now know what to do with the promise. There are things that we think about and God says, no, it's not time for now. Who knows if he had received that promise when he was 40, he would have, you know, been so excited. And maybe there are promises which come our way, but with time they have to be fulfilled, because God's timing is the best. You may be here and you are saying, but it has taken time, why am I not receiving what the Lord promised to me? No, God's timing is the best. Whether it is healing, God's timing is the best. Whether it is a blessing at the place of work, God's timing is the best. Whether you want to get married, God's timing is the best. Whatever the Lord has promised, he always brings to fulfillment, because he is God. And Joshua gave him this land. When Joshua gave him, it is because he wholeheartedly followed the Lord. Never look at people with their own worldly decisions and you say, maybe because there are many, they could be right. Sometimes the majority may be wrong, but what have you heard from the Lord? Sometimes they can come up with issues, but what have you heard from the Lord? Following the Lord wholeheartedly means surrendering yourself and letting go some things and allowing the Lord to lead you. Following the Lord wholeheartedly may not only be with your mind, because you can just be doing it emotionally, but let it also be in your heart. Allow the Lord to lead you. Allow the Lord to speak to your heart. If the Lord speaks to your heart, whatever happens, you cannot be swayed. When our Lord Jesus Christ was on the cross, they insulted him. They spoke many words, but he knew what he was doing, because he knew that the promise was coming. Bible says right now, he sits on the right hand side of the Father, interceding for us. And there's no name in heaven, not even on earth, that is like the name of Jesus. The Bible says, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Because he did not go with the majority, but he heard from his Father, and he followed what he has. He followed his Father. And you know, sometimes it involves you risking your life. He would be stoned to death. He would be, you know, done. But he decided to tell the whole congregation, no, we shall move forward and we shall conquer. Determined to conquer as the Caleb spirit is the only way to go, because there you give God the glory. Not going with the majority is something that you need to think about, because sometimes it becomes wrong. As leaders, as pastors, which report are we giving? We need to give a report that will bring everybody on board, and people will say, yes, this is what it is. You may be there and you are thinking, maybe this is for only some of the members of First Baptist Church. Maybe this, no. Like these people, they made a mistake. But everything was supposed to handle it collectively. It has to be a collective effort if we are to move forward. The rest of the people who gave a bad report never entered into the promised land, because God was not happy with them. And they were not able to even have what the Lord had promised for them. You may be alone, And if you follow the Lord wholeheartedly, you'll receive a blessing and the rest of the people will not. Because God is no respecter of persons and he knows who is to bless. One thing that I know, which somebody said, I don't know all the keys to success, but the only key that I know for failure is trying to please everyone. If Caleb would say, let me please the rest by saying, well, we cannot go, because the rest had said that he would have failed. But because he knew that pleasing everybody was going to lead him astray, he decided to give his own report. Actually, the Bible says it was an honest report. And you can only do this right now when you have plugged yourself into the Lord Jesus Christ. Without Jesus, there's no way you can face a challenge. And you say, in Jesus' name. Because all this, God is the one who empowers us. And if you are here this morning, if you want to have these promises claimed, you need to have the Lord Jesus in your heart as Savior and Lord. And once you are plugged in him, then the Lord will say, here I am, my son. Can we stand up and we pray as the choir gives us the song? And I also want to call Pastor Jim to come forward. And, oh God, we give you praise.